This is the Morning Infidelity on KWSS
106.7.
Happy to be here because today is my birthday. It's my birthday. Oh, hey. Don't clap like you bought me nothing. Because I mean, you did buy me diamonds. Leave them near the door. That's all I'm saying. And since it is my birthday, I feel like I need a woman. So any woman out there that wants to get with me, that would be good. But you know what? Sometimes they look at me because I'm a beige black man. I know you're thinking that he's beige. I'm like Negro light. That's what I am. Less calories than most brothers, but I'm more filling, ladies. Yes, I am. But I don't know. You try to meet a woman, sometimes they get asthma for no reason. You ever go up to a pretty girl, hey, how you doing, baby? You little asthmatic woman, use your puffer. You knew you had mucus filled up. I mean, what's a good pickup line nowadays for a woman? What's a good pickup line? I mean, I got the best pickup line I ever came up with in my life. What you do is you walk up to the woman, say this pickup line, and you get a woman 10 out of 10 times. What you do is walk up to her, look her right in the face and go, psst, I got a gun, get in the car. Now, I'm telling you, see? Look at the crazy people. Oh, I'm going to use that. Look at the crazy people use that.
Another lesson of the day, how to pick up a woman. That was Shang on the Craig Ferguson show.
Yeah,
you didn't even
show.
Know that you had that clip out there, huh?
I forgot. I did it a year ago.
Yeah, the power of the internet, man. That's why we had to find something clean, you know?
Yeah, a lot of my stuff. Anybody that you come to my show and they've seen me on television, trust me when I say this, I am totally different live. Same person, but the jokes are a little bit edgier, okay? So yeah. I've had some people walk out my shows because they've seen me on like really... Like, oh, I saw you on Zach, because I did Zach and Cody.
Yeah, yeah.
they saw me on Zach and Cody, didn't they come to my live show? So why did you do the joke about Donkey Punch? What does that mean? And I'm like, a lot of people don't know what Donkey Punch means.
Yeah, but Zach and Cody did.
Zach and Cody did.
Yeah, they
took me to some of the best prostitute houses I've ever been to.
Oh, sure, man.
Yeah, those little boys are very, very savvy. They're Hollywood savvy.
Oh, they've been around since infants.
Yeah, so they already knew that, you know, they were doing heroin. They were. Is this something I'm putting a rumor out there that people go, no, watch somebody be like, yo, man, I didn't know Zach and Cody were heroin addicts. So, nah, the show is tonight. Tonight we got the show. Make sure you come out. I am going to do, I got a lot of new material for the people that might have seen me and the people that haven't seen me. I've got some new material that is really out there, really, really out there. And so far it's been doing really well. And I'm getting ready for a DVD. I'm going to be putting out, so that's cool. Another DVD. Nice. I just signed a deal with Code Black. And I'm going, that sound wild. Code Black. Yeah. Yeah. It's the way I said it. Code Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, very militant.
Very, yeah. It's black. Yeah. Code.
That's the code.
Or blackness.
You knock on the door, you better say the code.
Yeah. What is the code? Yeah.
Black.
You
know, like, yeah. All right, you're in.
Nah, but I'm going to be doing that. Make sure you check out the website, iamshang.com. Make sure you check out the clips or check me on YouTube. But what you really need to do is come to the live show.
Yeah, bring your ass down to
come
Sky
down
Club.
Come to the Sky Club and see the live show. It's tonight. It's going to be at 8 o'clock.
83rd Avenue in Bell. The address is 16844 North Arrowhead Fountain Center Drive. It's behind the Krispy Kreme Donuts.
Yeah. Wow.
It's nicer than that, though. It's nicer than that.
It's like,
have you been to A3rd?
No, I haven't even been there. The way you said it, yeah. It's behind Krispy Kreme, so anybody out there is chubby like me, I'm sure you want to come to this show.
That's I have a lot of big girls that listen,
yeah.
And that's how I know they're going to go, because they just got to make a hang a Louie by the Krispy Kreme.
Hang a Louie. All the chicks that got to use diet soap come out to the show. Come out to the show, you fat, sexy chunks of love, and laugh.
Shang love the large ladies every now and then?
I love the large ladies. Ladies, yeah. I will put pieces of bacon strips right up to my bedroom door so I can lure them in. Come on in, you chunky vixens.
The Sky Club actually is a very, very nice venue. Actually, one of the premier venues in all of the valley. And they actually, 83rd Avenue kind of is like Scottsdale Road on the west side. They're building it up now that we got the stadium out in Glendale, everything else. So that whole strip is becoming very, very top notch. So, yeah, you know, just so you got a heads up.
Make sure, yeah, as long as I'm not doing like a crack spot.
Like, no, you'll like it. You'll like it.
It's behind the Krispy Kreme.
And the Circle K. It's,
yeah, you got it. Right.
Code? The
code.
Black.
Code black. You see the dude, Candyman, comes to the door. Like, wow. What's with the hook, dude? Oh, yeah. Don't say my name three times. That's all I'm saying. Why do people know about that? You guys are like reference monsters. Yeah. Most people wouldn't have known Candyman.
That was the first movie that scared the crap out of me in theaters, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? The new one, Paranormal, I heard is real scary.
You know what? And I did hear that a lot, but, you know, with the commercials, how they film the audience, I'm not too sold because they're, like, focused on one person that's freaking out, but if you notice the rest of the audience, they're just chilling.
Like, yeah.
You know, like, so how scary can it be? It's like 9 out of 10 people, or like 1 out of 10 people thinks it's
scary. Or maybe
scary.
That one person is really scared. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they're scared all the time, though.
You know what I'm saying? It's like on a Halloween and stuff, you could wear a Clay Aiken mask and scare him.
Yeah, Clay Aiken would scare me.
That's true. Yeah.
Him and Sanjaya. Sanjaya, very scary dude. No, you know, but he did well. He did well for himself. Yeah. What's the other dude? Hung?
William Hung.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Biggest.
Is it? Was it She Bang?
She Bang is what made him about $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And he probably got conned out of all that money.
And yeah, because he was dumb as a bag of hammers.
Hey, don't worry about that guy. He's got a Christmas album out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No joke.
Well, see, I got to put out a Christmas album.
Yeah, now you have the DVD coming up. What's some
DVD
of the other
and
adventures?
CD.
Are you going to be in any movies? I know you were on the Disney Channel, Zach and Cody.
I'm actually doing the new Pumpkinhead. Don't say nothing.
The new Pumpkinhead?
Yeah, they're making another Pumpkinhead. And I don't die. I live.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah, I live.
Was that in your contract?
No, I was just surprised.
Did they know it's a horror movie, though?
Yeah, I'm supposed to. There's rules. I'm supposed to die right off the bat. Even if you, right off the bat, if you look at even Transformers, Black Robot, dead right off the bat. What's his name was Jazz. Remember Jazz?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he died.
I want two pieces of you. And then he killed him. He's like, hey, man, watch out. Ah. And then in the new one, they didn't die, but one of them got messed up, though. The two Sambo bots. What were they called?
I just watched the movie last night and I couldn't tell you.
It was but you couldn't tell who was fighting who. I just like Optimus Prime.
No, actually. it was action porn. It was all it was. It was action porn.
Yeah, because I mean that's what the 2012 is going to be. It just action porn destruction. That's what it is.
Yeah, basically.
But I got that. I'm doing that. I'm doing sci-fi keeps hiring me, so I'm keep doing those.
Oh, you have like scare tactics or just movies or whatever.
Just movies. Okay. Movies. I did a movie called Divine Intervention where I play a pastor. Which is so wrong.
Right? Like,
we're shooting in a church. We're shooting it in a church. And I just thought, when is my arm going to catch on fire? Right? And I just burst in flames and have to run out. But I did that. That's going to be on DVD. Doing another one is a movie called Dating Why Black.
Huh.
It's that's a weird
while
one.
While I'm Black?
Yeah, which is, I don't know. It's some kind of black exploitation. I'm doing it because they're paying me.
Yeah.
I'm a whore, dude. I'll do whatever movie. Like, hey, go over and strap that dildo on your forehead and run down the street.
All right.
I'm a unicorn. No, I'm not. I'm not that much of a whore. I'm kidding. Yeah. Nah, but it's supposed to be like a funny Love Jones. I'm doing that. And I play the guy that's always getting rejected, which is not far from real life.
Yeah.
I haven't been laid in a long time, so... Ladies, don't turn your drink. Turn away from me with your drink, because I will drop a pill in it.
Now, so you're saying like comedians don't really get the groupie love as if you were playing with the band and.
I don't. I'll get some girl that looks like a tree sloth.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always getting, you know, I got to feed her like eucalyptus leaves and stuff. Or I'll get some creepy girl like, you know.
Why is that? Do you believe it's because like comedians are so honest and you're just going all over the board?
I think it's just me. I get these really rancid women like missing like a breast, like
a one
like,
breast,
like yeah, like a one breast, like one of their nipples screws off, like a Heineken bottle or something. You know, buck tooth. I always get like creatures.
Really?
I always have.
I mean, you're a tall dude and everything. You got, you're not bad, dude.
See, you don't even want to say that. The guys don't even want to say that. You're a good looking guy. If I was in prison, you know.
Yeah,
if I was in prison, I'd be your cellmate, is what I'm saying.
I'll smuggle some smokes for you.
I'll get some smokes for you. That's something.
The Morning of Fidelity, streaming live 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, KWSS 1067.com.